coming to you from Whidbey Island, Washington. This is Stories from Women Who Walk, a uniquely forward-looking, story-based podcast for anyone charmed by and curious about the power of story to profoundly and positively shift our awareness, our behavior, even our culture, as well as those who wish to learn more about the power of walking to reveal the world around us and within us. Like magic, the sorcery of stories is this. They help each of us to be seen and heard, to understand and be understood. Here's the problem. I've hit the dip. That place in most creative endeavors when you look around and wonder, when is what I do going to get some real traction? Does anybody care? Does this matter? What's my purpose? Ironically, the dip is a precious time. It's when you get to dig deep and consider, what do you do? For whom? Where is it needed? Not everyone wants or needs what you have to offer. But when you gather in those who do, it's like magic. Some years ago, I was working as a shepherd at a fiber farm on the outskirts of Charlottesville, Virginia. While there, I met a fellow named Joe who raised organic goats for meat. A number of his customers came from the D.C. Beltway area. They were quite happy to pay good money for quality food. But the time came when Joe was no longer satisfied selling goat meat from his farm. He wanted to venture out and educate people about the value of eating what he raised, food that's organic, sustainable, humanely harvested, no junk in the feed and lots of pasture to graze. But he doesn't know how to begin. Maybe it's fate. Maybe it's the post office. But a flyer arrives from the University of Maryland Extension Program, College of Agriculture. Joe reads about a weekend course on marketing your produce and decides, I'll jump in. As with so many of these programs, what to do seems straightforward. Just get out there, network, push your product. How hard could that be? So Joe found an old roach coach for sale and fixed it up. Now he has a traveling kitchen. His route? He's going to visit each and every state and local fair in Virginia. Surely people eat at the fair, but his experience is rocky. It's worse than rocky. It's downright miserable. Fairs offer a lot of cheap fried food, onion blossoms, corn dogs, brats and peppers, curly cut fries. Joe is offering three items: organic goat kebabs, organic goat curry, and an organic goat skillet burger with all the fixings. While his prices are in keeping with what he's trying to sell, they are several times more than the competition. And the food is foreign. Nobody is interested, except maybe on a dare. What do? Lower your price? Offer one organic goat item and maybe a few cheap side dishes? Seek other venues where the palates might be more educated and the pockets deeper? Or give it up altogether as a bad idea? Remembering why he started this mad adventure in the first place, Joe decides to dig in and stick with the Virginia Fair route. It's not easy changing minds or attitudes or appetites. Folks at the fairs give him a hard time about his product and his prices. At each place, he stands outside the mobile kitchen and begins to share his story. One that the University of Maryland encouraged him to tell. Why goats? where they're pastured, who takes care of them, how they live, what makes this meat special, and why it's worth it. He prints up a one page of the story and hands that out too. Slowly, it changes. Person by person, the story draws them in. The goat meat dinners keep them there. I asked him, how did he keep it going through all those rocky times? He confided his mantra, some will, some won't. Who's next? I repeat this to myself to remember. Some will, some won't. Who's next? You've been listening to Diane Wisga and Stories from Women Who Walk. Stop by every Monday through Friday for 60 seconds, Time Out Tuesday, Story Prompt Friday, and every Thursday for longer guest interviews and Host on Mic episodes. You'll find us on Simplecast or your favorite podcast platform. Whether you are walking in place or abroad, solo or with others, in circles or along the straight and narrow, come for the stories, stay for the magic. You will have wonderful company as we walk our lives together.